Reish Kaf Beis. So that's Perek Shmini of the Das Torah. So we said that the process of the you understand the seichel. We have to understand exactly how seichel works. We said the seichel is the vehicle which we had before, which allows a person to come to avados of amun, etc. But it's through the mahalach of seichel. So originally that wasn't the mahalach. Avadim Rishon interface with the world with a clarity of seeing. Before the Chet. Afterwards, he moved it from the world of seeing to the world of clarity of knowledge to the world of Seichel. Okay. So there's a tremendous koyach of Seichel. Aval Seichel eino oid kigmul alai imi. It's not that same type of connection which we had beforehand. Hu oimid b'rishus atzma. He's his independent existence. And through the process of seichel, that's what gives him a feeling of the self awareness of existence. Okay. That seichel which the Chavis Levavis said is the place where the Bereshit, as it were, speaks to us through our seichel. That's where we have an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, it also gives me an awareness of myself. Which means that the only place where I have a chokha berura of my reality is through the koyach of seichel. So seichel gives me this awareness. Both of them are the vehicle how Rosh Hashanah gives an awareness to this world of him. Nevuah, the Rosh Hashanah is talking to us. So Adarab, we become bottle. On a bottle, the gamin, and the hamanabe yisporach. Akrei, he's boundless achushim. I feel like a baby oyster. Shmo tomin mafkin gam batzmo usoy shua choshim hu amasi. Okay. Yeah, let's not get into it. Which office? My office? It's open. I brought some containers there, so you can take advantage of them. So we spoke about this once. Elim shnei afochim and nesei echod. Haskaras elokim v'avchanas atzma. The chorus is stira. Ki avchanas atzma chetetzes b'nei haskaras elokim. V'enenu nesenes hiskar v'lov yisborach. So that's where there's a makam of bechira in the process of the seichel. Seichel theoretically should bring me to a clarity of knowledge, of awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I should lose bechira. But Halkuva, that I'm the one who's thinking it, gives me a state of existence which allows me, as it were, to be a boicher. We spoke about this once, the challenges in the Baal Tshuva. Right? So Baal Tshuva comes to the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he thinks it through. So, but the bottom line, what he's really saying is that I'm so smart that I can figure out the truth. Because I'm not so smart, this is the truth. If I'm saying it's the truth, because I'm convinced that I'm smart enough to figure out it's the truth. At the end of the day, I'm really the arbiter of truth is me. The true arbiter of truth is not me. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the challenge of the process of using seichel to come to the awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is I become the I'm the judge. So I'm out of the picture, as it were. sitting there and saying, God, you got it right. Yeah, I decided that you got it, you've done well. I decided that God's done well. It means that's giving me a right to have a choice and to have an opinion. So the process of seichel, which gives me the clarity of awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, itself gives me a challenge of the feeling of being an independent existence, which allows me to be a baruch. So that's the theorem. Vis-a-vis the he's going to say in the next paragraph, like vis-a-vis, so when do you, as it were, overcome that? When a person comes along and says, you know what, this makes zero sense to me, it can't be that it's true, but I know that it's true because I know Kadosh Baruch Hu is smarter than me. At that moment, you move out to yourself. Now you move beyond the world of seichel. The seichel is what allows you to take that leap of faith, because you've come to enough understanding, enough clarity to realize that there's something bigger and greater than yourself, and therefore you're going to involve yourself to that something bigger and greater. So that's the choice of the Bechira that you're going to make, that you should make. But if you never get to that step, so at the end of the day, you're not really serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, you really bow down to your own mind. Which is a very scary thought. Okay, so he fleshes this out. Al-Bakhira Kasav Ramban, Vineya Akri Oklamin Aids, Hoyasal Biyoda Bakhira, Ubisan Lara Lahitiv, Bain Loy Ben Lakhir, Zumira Salakim, Itsara Echod, Roll on the Biyosul Yatsavatai. So it's a tremendous Milo, as it were, because he comes, as it were, the one who controls on the sides to some extent. And that's what the Nochash was tempting him with. Yisim Kelukim, you will have the power of God. So before, in other words, the Kimulalai Imi, the child has an instinctive awareness of the relationship he has with the mother, and that the mother is the source and he's the recipient. So it works through some level of understanding, because it's instinctive, it's also a level of understanding. But he's not judging, he's always just assuming. So that's gone. So I'm the judge. I'm the Kelukim. So the only solution for this stira is to be about to yourself. That which seals it. There were rumen b'das. They were tremendous. They're tremendously big pikkim. But they don't use. They sort of step back. So he takes it a step by the seichel or b'yosher mechayv he's spotless. The smartest thing that the seichel chap is that you need to be mevatel. The da'ak mitarik is ba'al zu adam zeichel l'karas amitis, and that's when you really understand. Kibizel maselik as a mechitza akorin al mechitza b'fnei riyas or emes as a mechon or atzvi as a shebaseichel. Nimzik ki seichel maybe l'maturos or amitis rak yedek he's spotless so yach riyas agosu. Yeah. One more paragraph. Muzar lemanim yodim b'klal misoidzeh, hem yodim miseichel v'af megiim ha'soyus, v'hem afikim gaiva geyus v'argoshes hayeshu shebehem. Adorab, the people, the biggest thinkers, their hagosha is they look at themselves in this lordly way. We're the smartest people in the world. If the greatest part of the man is mind, then we're the greatest thinkers. So we're the greatest people in the world. And from their ivory tower, they looked down their nose at the rest of the world. You meet them all the time. She mounted us out from him. Komash and a sechum masik yoser. Zel nachlas kach mi yisrael. Zel zechilo lahoven. Hashem yirenai. Kama zvatim kach mi yisrael. Betzim chadri vusa. With all of their sharpness, their final, their answer is, I need the Kadosh Baruch Hu to make me understand. Okay. And I take it a step further, but let's just be misburned on this a little bit. So the Maisa, the Barsham, gives us the mitzvah of Limud Torah, Talmud Torah, is B'davka through the Kach of Seichel. If that's the vehicle which we can have awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Barsham B'davka gives us the mitzvah B'davka to be misbeinen in the mitzvahs of Torah and the tziburim of the Torah, and that's the Barsham's. The Barsham is expressing his rotzen, and we are coming to know Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen through learning the Torah. So, B'davka through the Kach of Seichel is where we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We become aware, the same way we become aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the physical, through the physical world. When we read about the Baruch Hu's rotzen and we think about what exactly what that means and what exactly is his rotzen, exactly what he wants, we are becoming this carpet to the rotzen of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the purpose of the Torah, the purpose of the Briyah. But at some point in time, we're not being this carpet to the rotzen of Kadosh Baruch Hu, because when I'm able to get to the point and say, you know what, I understand, and I'm supposed to try and understand, I'm supposed to argue back and forth, I'm supposed to challenge, I'm supposed to think, and to come as best as I can, as close as I can to understanding it. But at the moment I understand it, a weak marshal. Imagine a person that is working on a cure for cancer. A very difficult type of cancer, which is tremendously very difficult path, afflicts many people, etc. And he's at the moment where he finally figures out, he understands the teeth cut of the issue, and now he understands how he can deal with it. So that's a moment for tremendous potential gaiva. Or the awareness of the significance of what has just been accomplished is so much greater than just me as an individual, that I just feel overwhelmed by it and I feel bottled to it. That is what it means you're supposed to be involved in yourself. You look at a piece of Gemara. Okay, you're learning a piece of Gemara. Imagine, she one time said that, I think it's from the Chabad Chaim, says that a person learns, a person has to think three things. He says that this is the only blot of Gemara in all of Shas. It's the only day he has to live. He's the only person in the world who's learning. So then you stay focused. I don't figure out anything else out. I just figure out this thing. This is my only chance to do it, and I'm the only person in the world who's going to get this. So I have a tremendous crisis. If I would truly feel that when I figure this out, I didn't figure out Pshat and Gemara. I revealed the Baruch Hashem's message for the world. So the accomplishment is so much greater than myself. So the natural instinct will be his spotless. The more the seichel understands the significance of what I'm accomplishing, the more the seichel itself will respond with, I need him about it. The challenge we have is, what a piece of Gemara? It's a piece of Gemara. Okay, no. Right? Imagine if I would understand that by understanding this piece of Gemara, I now have given my life's mission. I said, this is what my life's mission is going to be. This is the Gemara. Lovi came to me and said, this is it. You will now live with this for the next 60 years of your life. It's going to define every single thing that you do. I would be trying to see Miss Rogers when I figure it out. I realize I would like, it wouldn't be the guy of a reaction. It'd be like, oh my, look what I just did. I've just now defined myself. Well, that's really the answer. That's really what it is. Happens to you, there's some other things besides that. But this part of the Torah is this part of the Rosh's message for me. Or this part of the Mitzvah and the Bria. You know, it's not so we understand that every other part of the Bria is defining element of the Bria. So I push it, tapped into the message of the whole Bria by understanding this point. So the natural response should be just being a trinity of balance. The place that we're able to accomplish that is the clarity of the seichel, which tells me that this is the Baruch Hashem talking to me, that this is the Haskaras Elohim, that itself facilitates the moment of his balance. If we don't come to the clarity of understanding that this is the Haskaras Elohim, so then we don't have these balance. Okay, I think that's a good point.